I knew you on RTL Today Radio, taking us to the headlines. It's 9:30.
Residents across Luxembourg are being urged to limit outdoor activity and drink plenty of water, as the country's heat alert has been extended until Sunday morning. Trains running between Luxembourg City, Etelbruck and on to Gouvy and Diekirch were hit by delays and cancellations yesterday evening, with the CFL yet to disclose the nature of the problem. A French teen facing criminal charges in Singapore for a straw-licking stunt will enter a plea next month in a case that could land him in jail on conviction. The death toll from two powerful earthquakes that hit Venezuela has risen to at least 235. And very strong verification is needed in Iran following the Middle East conflict to ensure that it does not develop nuclear weapons, the UN Atomic Watchdog Chief said today. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's 28 degrees in the city, with a red alert for heat extended until at least Sunday morning. Temperatures are due to reach highs of between 36 and 38 degrees this afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
3 minutes on your journey on the M3 between Rue de Sessange and Avenue Guillaume. 6 minutes on the CR169 between Pompier and Lodelange on the CR163. And another 5 minute delays on the N7 between the roundabout Erpeldange and Etelbruck. Just 10 minutes on your journey on the A3 from the A3 in Canfin towards Dudelange. And then speed checks are in Bashleiden on the Rue Principale, in Helmsdange on the Rue Prince-Henri, in Kale on the Rue de Faubourg, and in the afternoon in Hesperange at the Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrificier. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic. Not news quiz after this. That one a lot. Near Archives, Boys in Blue on RTL Today Radio. It's 9:34. And it's time for everyone's favourite game show. It's the Not News Quiz. And here's your host, Meredith Moss.
Whee!
Yay!
Hey.
So this is the quiz that's all about the news that isn't really the news, because the real news is just...
Dire. This is going to be a quick one. Just all right. A quick, well,
rapid fire, not news. Not,
sometimes. Studies have just found, this is a report this week, that roommates share 25% of what with each other?
Dead skin cells.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be something gross like that, isn't it?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
But not that.
Okay.
Mouse bacteria.
What? 25%?
26%, yeah.
What? How?
I don't understand. I started to read it and then started to feel nauseous, so stopped. However, something that doesn't make me nauseous, what condiment has Europeans being told they will get confiscated if they take too much of on the plane, but they're in love with it as they should be?
Hot sauce.
Confiscated for like the bottle being too big?
The size, because So people, so they're saying, this is so good, we got to take it home.
Oh, it's going to be ranch, isn't it?
Ranch dressing.
That's right. It's been, it keeps coming up in the news, guys.
Ranch dressing.
It keeps coming up. And the interesting thing is, like, they had all these Italians saying, we got to take this back. We got to take this to Italy. And it's like, you know, I think you're doing okay. Just
food wise. Just stick with what you got.
Yeah. Keep doing you.
Yeah. According to Polymarket, what is the hottest item to bet on this week? I'll give you hints. The Heim sisters. I love how, remember how Sasha says Patrick
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Brittany. And a bathroom that could seat comfortably 45,000 people. So those
this
are
is
your
multiple
hints.
Choice.
Yeah, I'm just giving you hints of what Polymarket is.
So
like
I guess
hot
the Patrick Mahomes thing is that they might be getting married. Is it?
They are married.
They are married.
I don't know about his.
The World Cup? No.
You said married.
Is one of the Heims getting married?
Nope. She did last.
People getting
year.
Married in a giant toilet.
Giant toilet.
No that, idea.
Okay, so. You mentioned it and you're like, are they not married? Who did you?
Oh, the Swifts.
Yeah.
Or, well,
the...
Wow.
Tay-Tay. So they're saying it's set because Madison Square Gardens is being tipped as the place where she's going to hold her wedding.
I know.
At MS. What?
Yeah. And get this. Because somebody has said there are 1,000 there will be 1,000 guests.
Right.
And
they're all people potentially on it.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, the Heim sisters, of course.
Yeah.
And then it's all the other people she's...
Who will need to go to the bathroom.
I have higher hopes for her than Madison Square Garden. Although there are a lot of bathrooms.
That's what... Exactly. what do these three things have in common? Scarface, Uptown Funk, and Riptide.
Cocaine.
Oh, I don't know about that, but... Oh, Uptown Funk, because you're saying because he got charged.
No, because isn't that what there's a line
is
in
it?
There.
So, I'm looking for a different line.
Scarface is Al Pacino, Uptown Funk is Bruno Mars, and Riptide is Vance Joy, correct?
So, what I'm looking for is one person that has to do with all three of these. Scarface. So one of the lines in, is it Riptide? Closest thing to something that you've ever seen. She also happens to star in Scarface.
Oh, God.
Marissa Tomei.
No.
No, that's my cousin Vin.
Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see.
Those three.
Michelle Pfeiffer is in all three of them. Okay, cool. Because that's the line from Uptown Funk. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
Riptide is closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that I've ever seen. What has happened? This is sort of interesting because I come from there. What's happened in the South, the area, the region, the South of America? And everywhere else in the country has had the opposite trend. This has to do with the young, the old, and the middle-aged.
They're moving in.
They're all moving to the South. Not all of them, but they've like to the tune of it's the South. They're finding that the draw of the South, for whatever reason, it's not true anywhere else in the nation. It's the only region where the number of people under 18 that we're talking about from 2020 to 2025
Is increasing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
As well as all of it. Harry Kane is the first England captain to have gone through a change of